T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's really hard to beat a team that's not going to beat themselves. They've got to be able to play this game clean, and they've got to give New England something different than what they've seen before, because if it's the same formula, you just have no chance. Here's what Pittsburgh can count on. They're going to double Antonio Brown. Okay, you can bank on that, and they're going to keep Ben Roethlisberger in the pocket. Okay, those two things are going to happen. They're not going to allow Antonio Brown to beat him, and they're not going to allow broken play. I've said it 1,000 times. I've heard it 1,000 times. Broken plays with Big Ben equal big plays. And so they're going to do everything they can to make sure that he stays in the pocket, holds the ball, and they can, you know, create sacks off that. If you think that you're going to play in the first half or the second half the same thing you play in the first half, you got a real problem.
Eric Mangini on what you need to do to beat New England, and making adjustments and changes is a big part of that. He said they'll take away AB. They'll make sure Ben doesn't get out of the pocket. What kind of things is Mike Tomlin going to cook up to control or confine, slow down Brady and company? Come out 3 hours before every Sunday Steelers game for the WMCPA Physicians Black and Gold End Zone. Free tailgate outside of the Rivers. Drinks, games, prizes, and music by TJ the DJ. The first 100 people at the fan tent get a free hot dog from the hot dogs food truck, plus register for your chance to win a 75-quart Orca cooler. More details at 937thefan.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mike Tomlin's record against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady leaves a lot to be desired. Ben is 2-8 versus Brady. All-time in Pittsburgh, Brady is 6-2 at Heinz Field, so he's going for win number 7 on Sunday. Terry Bradshaw came out 2 years ago in December of 2016 and said, Mike Tomlin's not a great coach, he's a cheerleader guy. And Bradshaw got ripped in some circles for that. 2 years later, do you think Bradshaw was right? 412-928-9370. Here's Jameson. He's on the fan. Hi, Jameson.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It wasn't just Bradshaw that kind of said that. James Harrison, if you remember when he left, he kind of said that, he compared it to a circus and said that, you know, the players have too much control and that Tomlin's, you know, a player's coach and not really an X's and O's coach. So it's been ex-players on top of Bradshaw that have kind of given some of the same criticism. I'm in the camp. I've always been a Tomlin fan, but I do agree with some other callers that in sports, sometimes things just you need a change just to change. The Penguins needed it, and I think the Steelers needed it. I think that Tomlin's a good coach, and he'd probably may even have success elsewhere. But I do feel like that his voice has you know, hit a wall with some of the players in that locker room.
I don't think it's a perfect comparison. I don't think it's a perfect statement, because I think a lot of what Belichick's been able to do in New England is aided and abetted by the presence of Tom Brady, the all-time greatest, in my opinion. But I think being a taskmaster is a little easier in the NFL, by and large, than it is to be a player's coach. Mike Tomlin might have success elsewhere, but now that he has the reputation of, I'm a guy that's going to let you act like a grown man, I'm going to treat you like one and hope you act like it, mm-hmm. I don't think if he were to go somewhere else, he could reinvent himself and say, you know what, now I'm Mike Tomlin, disciplinarian
and, Mike Tomlin
and
doesn't,
taskmaster.
Mike Tomlin doesn't strike me as the type of coach that wherever he goes, he wins. I thought that way about Bill Belichick. I thought that way about Bill Parcells. I thought that way about Joe Gibbs. There are a handful of coaches, maybe in every generation, that you feel like they will find a way to win and make their team better. I can't say that about Mike Tomlin right now, because this is the only team he's ever coached in his entire tenure. He's had a pretty good quarterback for the duration of his time here, with a couple injuries here or there.
What's odd is, what is their record without Roethlisberger in games he's had to, you know, they've had to play?
I think it's
back
right around 500.
For a while, it was a little better, and he's weathered storms in small gaps, like with, yep, Charlie Batch. That would seem to indicate, you know what? You know what's actually an indictment of him a little bit? Tomlin, the good record they've had at times when they've played backups, it says to me, like, we can play a more disciplined, buttoned-up, complete game of football when we know we sort of have to. And it's the same concept in play when they play a good team that they get up for versus the Raiders, say. It feels like there is too much of an ebb and flow. You know what I liked about, and I kind of made a joke about it on Twitter, but Belichick basically said, yeah, we're going to go to Pittsburgh, challenge like it always is. In his mind, I bet there's some small corner that goes, we're going to blow the doors off these guys because we almost always do. But he won't prepare like that. And he'll say all the right things publicly because he knows that he's got to do that and he's got to set a certain tone, even if in his heart of hearts he goes, I have Brady, they don't, I'm going to crush them or find a way at least to beat them.
I agree with that. 412-928-9370. Here's Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Mike Tomlin's a cheerleader coach. Absolutely. And you know, the first thing I want to look at is the fact that I don't have a problem with being a cheerleader coach. I think there's some cheerleader-type coaches. I mean, you look at what Matt Nagy's doing with the Bears. I think to some degree he's a cheerleader's coach. Now, I don't know how much to the degree of an X and O's guy that he is. But sure, I think he's a cheerleader's coach as well. But
he's a guy that calls offensive plays, though, during the game. Like, he's known for in-game. Yeah, and I don't see that with Tomlin.
No, I don't see that with Tomlin at all. I've seen him multiple times on the sideline, pounding his chest, giving, you know, he's got handshakes with the players. And that's a problem because I think it gets to a point where he becomes, you know, too friendly with these guys, way too friendly with these guys. And therefore, they lose a little bit of respect for him. And
do you know who he shouldn't be friendly with, besides maybe the players? His assistant coaches, when they stink. I don't really have a problem with a guy not calling plays. It's perfectly fine for the CEO approach to work. It can work in the NFL. But if the guys that you have tasked with doing a certain job aren't doing a very good job of it, you need to be decisive about changing. You need to say, this isn't good enough. I'd have fired Tom Bradley already if I was Mike Tomlin. I would hope he would have taken the step to say, Joey, we're friends, but Bud Dupree hasn't developed. Your inside backers get absolutely torched all the time. You need to go. And Keith Butler, who I think he actually gets along with well, upset the apple cart a little bit. If I could see anything in this offseason from Mike Tomlin, if it's not going to happen in season, it would be just him saying, you know what? A bunch of guys didn't do nearly well enough, and it pains me because I'm friends with them to do this, but they're all fired. Thanks for your service. We're moving on.
I think if you're a guy who relates to his players and is a player's coach, you do have times where they will run through a wall and they will play hard for you. And I think we see that. I think he probably got that team up for the game against the Browns after the tragedy here in Pittsburgh. I think he got his team to play hard after the Shazier injury happened. There are instances where I think Mike Tomlin is more than qualified and is probably the appropriate coach for that given situation. But when it's week 9 and you're playing a 3-4 Tennessee Titans team, I don't think Mike Tomlin's the best coach in that spot.
He got him up for the Carolina game, even though that's a weird short week and we know that the home team dominates. That was a matchup of 6-2 perceived powers. They came out and blew the doors off of Carolina. That was their last win. But that was a big-time game, right? With big-time stakes.
Well, look at their numbers in prime time. They're through the roof.
And
they live for that.
They screwed up the Chargers game, but had they held on to that, it would have been another Mike Tomlin in a showdown game beats the team that is seen as an equal or maybe even better. The difference here, of course, is that they didn't. I don't know, man. I've sussed it out through this whole hour talking about it. My biggest frustration with a guy I have defended almost chapter and verse and probably to a fault at times is that he just does not seem to think that anything is deeply wrong. It's almost like Ed said, we've been there, done that with previous Steelers coaches, but you have to make changes. You can't just continue to go on and on with the same stuff.
And the excuse-making of years like 2014, 15, 16, where they would use injuries as a reason for why they lost. AB got hurt. Le'Veon Bell got hurt. This defensive player got hurt. That's why we weren't equipped to win in the playoffs. That's why we couldn't go to a place like Foxborough and win. Well, where are their excuses the last 2 years? What's their excuse for 2017? What's their excuse for this season? Are their injuries?
They have none. They have Le'Veon Bell as the excuse.
Yeah, and they found a guy who they acted like was better than him.
The excuses that there is none. You know who you'd point the finger at for each of the last 3 losses? The quarterback, James Conner and Xavier Grimble for Denver. Sean Davis for the Chargers game more than anyone else because of that torpedo anti-interception play. But he's the leader of the secondary. I don't really want to blame him. And then you'd blame who? Yourself and the quarterback? And Josh Dobbs, I guess, if you're going to finger point. But see,
how about your defense?
When you're down to blaming Josh Dobbs, you should be blaming yourself. When you're blaming your defense, you should be blaming yourself. At this point, one of the things I am most fascinated by or would want to see is Mike Tomlin take full control of the defense and say, I'm at a point in my career. I'm not happy with what we've been on that side of the ball. I am going to call the defensive plays. That would be a fascinating development.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.